We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Hampton Pirates, Robert Prunty. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon.
Tough Saturday night for you in Newark, 35-3 loss to a really good Delaware team. As you've gone back and looked at the film, just kind of give me your impressions on what happened.
I mean, you played a good football team. I mean, Nolan Henderson, I mean, he's a difference maker, and Delaware plays well on defense. They don't make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, when you're playing a veteran squad like that, you know, you got to get it right. And we didn't get it right. We defensively, I thought we played well. You know, we go into halftime, it's 14-0. But, you know, it's a veteran squad. These, you know, they got it going. I mean, they got it going on all cylinders. And we felt that way watching them on film. And just what we thought with all the veterans they have. And Nolan Henderson just makes a difference, man. He's a difference maker.
First question this morning from Marty O'Brien. Go ahead, Marty.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Marty.
You guys started the season out with Howard, Tuskegee, Novick, and then your first CAA game. So it seems like every game you've had was more than a routine game. It was kind of an emotional game for one reason or another. How nice is it to get a breather?
Well, you know, you always want to check the mental status of the players, especially when you play three games like that. But listen, Delaware has a great football team, Marty, and I was really proud of our guys in the first half. And I think, you know, the depth caught up with us. Nolan Henderson is a good player, man. I mean, he, you know, he extend plays. I mean, they discipline, they line up on defense. You know, those two linebackers, I mean, just, you know, I don't think that has nothing to do with the first three games we played. We played a good football team, and they, you know, I think they're a top five team, I mean, in the FCS. So, you know, they good as advertised. But as far as the first three games we played, those games are over. You know, we – you know, it was our job to go in there and be ready. And we faced a good football team that beat us in all phases.
Now, I was asking, though, with all of those big games, including Delaware, how much does it help you to have a bye week now?
Oh, I mean, anytime, you know, you get a bye week, you can go back to your basics. And I'm always, you know, harking on with the coaching staff about let's get back to the basics. Technique and fundamentals. I just take it as a time for us to go back and retool ourselves as far as, once again, our techniques and fundamentals, just redefine everything. I mean, we're good. I mean, I felt good. I saw some good things. I saw, once again, I go back to, it was 14-0 at halftime, and I felt like, you know, we came out and they executed, and that's when things kind of, you know, went high. You know, it went bad for us, but even with the last 6 minutes, it was like 28-3, and we kicked, you know, Pooch kicked it and didn't recover it, and then we, you know, throw an interception that way. We should have just ran the ball and got the clock out. So, you know, it was a lot of things I saw that we got to correct, but I feel good about where we at. I got a good measure now of where we at in this conference, and I feel pretty good about where we're going to end up at, too.
Anything after these first 4 weeks specifically that you'd like to do a little bit better?
Well, you know, I'm hoping, you know, I've been saying that from the beginning, you know, we got two quarterbacks that hadn't played. I mean, you know, I was hoping one of those guys would separate themselves, and they have yet to do that. And that's, you know, I think that's been the most frustrating part is that trying to get some consistency at our quarterback spot, and we haven't got that.
Thanks, Coach.
Oh, you're welcome, Marty.
Robert, you talked about your defense. You let up a touchdown on the first drive, but then hold them to seven. You guys forced three turnovers in the game. As good as Nolan is, and you know, what were you able to do so effectively there in the first half to really keep those guys in check?
Well, you know, I thought we Coach Koch did a great job of you know, his defensive plan. You know, what happened was is that when the defense is on the field. I mean, they played 51 plays the first half. Those guys got tired, man, and we won't get nothing going. Give Delaware credit. They stopped us. We had one first down one first down, you know, the first half on offense. And then you look at the game, I mean, we were 0 of 9 on third downs. But yet for the defense to hang in there like that, we just got to get better. We got to do a better job, you know, just coaching, you know, on offense. We got to get better. And so I saw some, but with all that said, it was still 14-0, and we only have one first down that first half. So I see a silver lining in this. I really do.
Talking to Coach Ambrose about this too, the Delaware defense has held 3 of its 4 opponents, including Navy, to under 10 points. They get overshadowed with all the numbers on offense. What makes that defense so tough?
Fundamentally sound. They discipline. They you know, you can see they play assignment football. You know, you can clearly see that the linebackers are locked in, even when you watch them on film, how they are, you know, how they, the communication. That's something that I noticed about 29, even the safety back there. They got great communication, and you can see it. But you can also see the veteran. They got a veteran squad. It's you know, if they do make a mistake, they can make up for it. You know, these guys are well coached, and I knew that. And what they do is, I was in the fourth quarter, I could see where if once they find your weaknesses, they're going to attack it. They did a great job. That's an all-around good football team. You know, Coach McCartney, you know, with his system and the defensive coordinator and the assistant coach, they're doing a great job.
Bye week is, as you touched on with Marty, 4 weeks in is it's a little bit early in the season, but as you look at 7 conference games to finish up, is it a good time to take a little break for your guys?
You know, yeah, we need to take a couple of days off, but you know, the thing about our guys, man, they're excited. We felt, you know, you don't ever want the score to be 35-3, but we looked at things and you go back and you look at film and, you know, and Delaware being, you know, one of the top teams in the CAA, you know, we got a chance, you know, and now our guys, we got a good idea of where we at, see, and that's the thing. They hadn't played in against a CAA team, and now they got an idea. So I think we'll be fine. I like where we at. I like our attitudes. I like the effort in the game. You know, the guys didn't quit. They played with some toughness against a really good football team. And you're talking about, you know, a top 10 team. So, you know, I saw some good things. I like where we at. But we just take a couple of days off, and then we'll get back. The morale is outstanding, and that's what I like.
All right, Robert, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. Enjoy some of that bye week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Okay, you guys take care. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.